St Kilda pick 4, Max King. Port Adelaide pick 5, Connor Rosie. Pick 6 is the Gold Coast, and a pick 7, Bulldog fans, stick around for that. That's about 7 or 8 minutes away. In the meantime, Sam Walsh has been good enough to join us, the number 1 pick for the Blues. Sam, welcome to the program. Great to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
It's going to be the first time for of about 50 that you've talked to Jared and I. We've been doing this shift for quite a while. We love having a chat to guys like you. We'll be talking about you when you win the Brownlow. We'll be talking about when you win that flag, you hold the cup aloft.
Hopefully.
Absolutely.
That's the good bit.
Yeah.
We also talk to blokes when they get sacked, they get injured, when they get into trouble.
Yeah.
So we don't want any of that stuff. We just want a nice hardcore career, maybe 250 to 350 games, flown, a couple of premierships.
Yeah, and maybe just the one Brownlow, like the man next to me won. You're from a footy family, though, aren't you? You've grown up with footy. You've travelled Australia with footy in your head. This is probably something that it seems as if it's been a dream since you were 10 or 11, is it?
Yeah, it's been pretty surreal the past couple of weeks because it feels like a dream's coming true. And as you said before, being involved in a lot of footy clubs and they sort of help you grow up. And it's been a great journey to see how proud it sort of makes everyone when it gets to stages like this. It's what it makes it all worth it with all the hard work.
You spoken to Mick Turner yet?
I haven't been able to speak to Nick yet, but I'm sure he's pretty pumped. And yeah, he's been a great support for me.
He said he'd be listening to this program. We had him on earlier, so if you want to say thanks to Mick.
Thanks that, Mick, if you're listening. Appreciate all your help.
Tell me about living down at Ocean Grove. It seems that it's such a great place to live now, the Bellarine Peninsula. Everybody seems to gravitate to the catch, or at least they thought they would. Was that the side you grew up barracking for?
Yeah, well, I was always Brisbane supporter because Dad's two brothers, Mad Fitzroy, so followed them all the way through, and the likes of Jonathan Brown from the southwest and that. So, Geelong's pretty cats orientated.
Yeah.
So,
I noticed that out the water. Yeah.
So you're not related to the Brown Mugovan kind of. You're from Cobden originally. You're not attached to them somehow. Bloodlines?
No, probably somewhere down the track. There always seems to be the case down in Country Victoria. But there's no sort of relation there. But Dad played a bit of cricket against Brownie when he was younger, and
Just as you leave us, there was a whale on the beach down at Ocean Grove this week. Were you told not to go in the water?
Yeah, well, there was a couple of warnings and a few maybe sightings of sharks. Yeah. I don't know how true that is, though. But
not as many sharks as are in this room right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, you're pretty happy to stay in your home state too, are you?
Yeah, it is awesome. And to go to Carlton Football Club is such a huge honour and massive privilege.
Great to have you. I know you've got 55 more other interviews to do, radio, TV, country radio stations.
A couple of country radio stations over there.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We appreciate you joining us. Sam Walsh.
Good on you, Sam.
Thank you.